proposal to eliminate the deduction for property taxes and sets up a major flashpoint as Republicans aim to put a tax cut bill on President Trump's desk before Christmas. The GOP is moving urgently on the first rewrite of the tax code in three decades, but some key differences promise to complicate the effort. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 1460 in crime-ridden Reading.
Well, yeah.
Okay, good morning, everybody. It's 5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, 530-605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Luckily that we still have our equipment able to go. Okay, I'm sorry. We're here with Bad Bob. Good morning, everybody.
And good morning, sir.
I'm a little bit cynical this morning. Because of how stupid I could be at one time.
The neighborhood heard you probably wake them up with your roar.
I cannot begin to tell you how stupid I feel this morning because I left my wallet in the car last night. Can you believe that?
Well,
it's not only that.
Okay, and all
obviously
the
car was open.
And we've had, okay, here's the deal. It was all veteran stuff this weekend. I wanted him to play this. Oh, you because Fred Flintstone was always screwing up, so.
Always screwing up.
This just shows how things have gotten that even the slightest lapse, and I mean,
yes,
and Carl's got to be one of the most situationally aware people who I know. Because he's been in places where a lapse of awareness costs you your life.
Right.
And letting down your guard for a fraction of a second, this city has descended into some hell where the slightest lapse and somebody comes and takes things away from you because they can get away with it with no consequences.
Well, I mean, our whole life was, okay, this weekend was, you know, all things veterans, and yesterday was about cleaning rooms and going through automobiles, and taking out the garbage, and organizing, bringing Christmas stuff. I mean, you know, just things like that. And
it was going on
with everyday life.
It was careless because we went up. And we stopped at a coffee place, and I was paying for it. And my wallet, I couldn't get back in my pocket, so I put it inside my in the center console. And then we went out and did that, and we came in. We're carrying all the stuff in, and we were working, and then I just forgot it. And I thought but I always locked the door. I thought the door was locked.
But why do we live in a city where you
I'm not blaming myself. No, why should it happen? But here's the thing that bothers me, is because I have sensor lights out there. And those sensor lights come on, and I usually wake up if those lights come on, or the dog barks. Well, neither happened. Yeah, or if it came on, I didn't wake up. The dog barked at 4 this morning. It was barking. But there's no lights on outside. So I don't know if she heard them late or if it was just it had come off or what. But the bottom line is that somebody's coming in there and checking our stuff at night.
Well, the reality is that that's the second time. Wallet. It's the second time, not your wallet.
Went into your car.
Both of our cars. It was when the kids were here, we got home late. The grandkids were here, we got home late. I left our stupid camera on the floor. It was 11:30. It was, oh my gosh, you know, trying to get, you know how it is. So the next day, you know, somebody had gone through my car and nothing was, you know, ripped up or upholstery or anything like that. But still, you know, that was stolen, and I'm not sure what else. But it kind of makes you unnerving. Now, if anybody here has had your wallet stolen or lost, you know now it's a process of a day of driver's license, concealed carry, all the cards. There was cash in the wallet, you know, you know, it's just a
problem. Oh, your medical stuff, all kinds. You know, when you start adding up, what's in your wallet?
Yeah, what's in your wallet?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's do you quick before we get into our wonderful, like a happy note here, and also the weather. It's 55 degrees right now in the downtown studios. Our high today will be 59 with our lows of 43. Partly sunny tomorrow with our highs of 58. Tuesday night calls for chance of rain. Now, here this is coming on because Wednesday, plan on it. 53 on Wednesday. Wednesday night is rain before 11. Then, I don't know what's in between rain and showers. I mean, I guess rain is a downpour and showers is like, you know, lightly, right?
Well, generally, showers are brief, intense periods of precipitation, whereas rain is more of a steady event. More rain falling in a brief time is the definition of a shower.
All right.
Just like when you step into the shower.
Right. Okay, well, there you go. So then we have showers, like you're stepping in the shower on Thursday, with a high near 54. Thursday night is around 39. So you kind of get where now it's official that you need to switch out your closet. For a while there, there were too many alarms of not to change out the closet. So the sweaters were back in one room and the boots were tucked back here and the Uggs were back here. I think it's time now to bring them all in the same, like, grab place. Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 56. That's your highs, buddy. Friday night, low of 40. Saturday calls for a high of 58. Saturday night is 46. And Sunday, rain likely with around 58. So, you know, we're in that burr weather. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Chris Gomez is here with us this morning. He's our wonderful news guy and also so involved with Riverfront Playhouse. What do we have on the horizon here?
Good morning. Yeah, we have actually opened this on November 11th, and it'll be running through December 9th. We have The Christmas Carol. It's classic. You know, Scrooge, Three Ghosts, you know, Fezziwig and all, and Cratchit, Tiny Tim, all them. That's what we're doing this for the month, November 11th through December 9th.
And it's the traditional one.
The traditional one, yeah. Because we in the past few years, have done different variations of Christmas Carol. There's been a farce of, you know, a traveling tumultuous comedy or whatever, and no, this is the classic Christmas Carol, and we were really lucky. It's directed by Tom Kirschman, so we've got somebody who has been involved in theater directing a play, so we have, you know, people who know what they're doing, and we have one of the really good actors in this community, John Welsh.
I would love
Scrooge.
John.
Yeah.
The voice.
Oh, yeah, right? I always tell him he sounds like Stacy Keach.
He's great. So you have the, you know, the real seasoned actors, and I know my friend Virginia Graham is in this, and so it sounds really good. The dates again?
The dates are November 11th through December 9th.
Oh, that's nice.
So, yeah, Fridays and Saturdays, shows start at 7:30, doors open at 6:45 p.m., and on Sunday matinees, the show is at 2 p.m., doors open at 1:15 p.m.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. Are we
going
to have... before we get going, a little ticket giveaway?
Yeah, absolutely. We have, I believe, Media Night is for this Wednesday. So the tickets, if you get them, they will be for this Wednesday.
Okay, I think maybe we've had them and we've given them all out.
We have given some away. If you look in the book, I think some of them are still tucked in the book.
There we go. My gosh. Okay, it's Monday.
It's Monday.
We're starting Monday.
Monday.
Things have been placed, stolen, and now found. Okay.
Yeah, if you misplace a couple tickets, that's the worst you got. Not necessarily the worst Monday.
No. Okay, Christmas Carol, Media Night, Wednesday, November 15th. If you want to go,
this is Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Please do give us a call here right now, 605-4567. We'd love to have you kick off your holiday with a traditional rendition of A Christmas Carol right here at Riverfront. This is probably going to be your last one at this particular location.
Yes, that's the plan. This will be the last Christmas show at the current location.
Okay, guys, so give us a call. We'd love to have you go. Again, that's a 7:30 show, and we have tickets for you, so do call 605-4567. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.
Okay, so when we come back, I think we have Shasta College on this morning.
No, we have Todd Franklin will be with us
sometime
this morning talking about the big games they've got going. I think that... I'm going to go sit out in my truck on the roof. I'm going to sit on the roof and just wait till I see people going up and down the street. And then I'm going to do things to them. I mean, this is just, you know, you're right, Bob.
There is some frost on your pumpkin, sir.
I'm blaming myself for this, but I should be able to have that one day that that's happened, which means to me is that they are trying it every night.
Yeah.
They're trying them every night. Somebody's coming by my house every
night
to
remember,
try it.
Now, remember, I've walked out a few times. I am guilty a few times, and you said, you know what, your car was open all night.
Well, that's true, but then, but nobody came in. And you're right. You're right. So, it just happened last night.
Somebody working your block.
Well, we've had our neighbors across the street who two or three times they've had their cars broken into, and the neighbors next door. So, you know, easy target. That's what people are doing.
We just
got to
get better. Hey, okay, you know how, well, probably one of the reasons I didn't notice is because I was on my sleep number. We had the funniest thing, you know, one... We had to repair the underneath the bed, and you know the slats go across the bed.
The bed broke, okay.
Right, and
not
so
going
we,
there.
And we thought maybe that the we were wondering how come the mattress was concave, and we said, "No, wait a minute."
I had an idea, but
so
obviously
finally,
that was wrong.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the sound of a hole slowly getting deeper.
I
hope you're recording all this.
I have my chiropractor. I have my hip adjusted because I kept saying, "What? Why is my hip?" And I have been sick, you know, for a long time, laying in bed, you know, trying to rest and all that other stuff. So anyway, I kept saying, "Why my left hip?" Well, then I look at the bed when, and underneath it, the slats had broken.
It was
one slat had broken.
It was the part that's supposed to hold that, you know, to hold it up, had just. We had put something underneath the bed just to hold that one up, but somehow it fell out. Anyway, so yesterday I went in there with drills, bricks, and everything, and fixed it. And so last night...
When there's a will, there's a way.
Last night, we slept like little logs, and when we did, some jerko comes in and goes through our stuff.
Even through somebody stealing your car.
And coming through. Right. And you know what? But he didn't take things like flashlights, and he didn't take other things. He just took things like...
The meaningful things.
Yeah.
Your life.
He took my wallet.
I would point out that this...
Why was my wallet in there? Yeah. That's the question. And as soon as I... You know what? It was that thing. It's, you know, where's my wallet? I said, oh, no.
The whole neighborhood is awake this morning because he roared like a lion. You know, like...
I would point out that this indicates the structural... And if you didn't notice that there had been a structural failure in the framework, that shows you how sturdy that the bed
Yes, absolutely.
So.
Anyway, so my sleep number, I've adjusted it. It's up to 50 now, and I'm really enjoying the fact that I can change my sleep number setting.
Well, we can do that. And, you know, the other things that are, of course, going on in the world right now, everything you're hearing. So a good night's sleep means a lot. So tonight I will roll into my bed in my sleep number setting of 60, and I will go right to sleep. But I will also have concertina wire, and I'm borrowing a dog, a carne lobster, one of those things are that rips people's faces off. And it's just going to sit there quietly in the back seat until somebody opens the door.
Cujo
will be back there. Or even better yet, a cobra or something like that. So when they reach in, you know, it's death to Smoochie. But this has nothing to do with the bed that we're encouraging you to buy. Just right now, you can have exclusive savings for the military and veterans right now. The Sleep Number appreciates their service and their service to our country. So you can get a great deal if you're a veteran or in the service right now. Plus, they have a great sale now. And you can save $600 on a Sleep Number mattress with Sleep IQ technology. All this stuff's available, but you have to head on over to the Target Shopping Center. Head on over, go to the store, see how great it really is there at the Sleep Number store. Make sure you lock your door when you get out. Okay, hey, we'll be right back with Todd Franklin.
Don't miss it, the Reading Gun Show, this weekend only. Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., at the Holiday Inn Convention Center, 1900 Hilltop Drive. This is the gun show of the year, jam-packed with handguns, shotguns, rifles, ammo, and, of course, reloading supplies. This weekend only, the Reading Gun Show at the Holiday Inn Convention Center.
Real winners, real people. Play our November to Remember Swipe to Win promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. Win free slot play, fuel prizes, or a brand new Chevy Colorado. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn triple entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Drawings Thursdays at 8 p.m. for free slot play and fuel. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a brand new Chevy Colorado. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. The truck you always wanted, designed to take on every day. Let's make it happen and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our November to Remember Swipe to Win promotion, where you could win a brand new Chevy Colorado from Lithia Chevrolet of Reading. Final drawing Thursday, November 30th. November to Remember Swipe to Win. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun. Wind River Resort and Casino. Download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipe sweet cream pancakes, hickory-smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Mmm. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
Reading Concrete is proud to help bring high school football to the radio here on KCNR 1460. Reading Concrete is your local Ready Mix concrete provider. Exceptional customer service and a quality Ready Mix product at competitive prices is our primary goal. Reading Concrete, located at 16855 Clear Creek Road. Give them a call at 530-244-7593 for your next concrete pour. Reading Concrete, serving you with a quality Ready Mix product.
And now, back to our show.
First I was afraid, I was petrified. Kept thinking I could never live without you by my side.
Yeah, that's my 45.
But then I spent so many nights thinking
I was kind of picturing the neighbor scene when the guy's on top of the roof with the helmet with the lights on it and his
NVGs. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Welcome and listening to one of the dumbest men in Reading. After warning people, having police and sheriffs and everybody else on this, don't leave your truck open, don't leave your car open, just take your stuff out, you know, just don't leave it open. That's all you have to do, because they're just looking for an easy target. Well, I provided that last night, I believe, and it hit me. So just remember, you know what, especially during this Christmas time, Christmas season, because thieves need money, too, for Christmas.
Oh, son.
Thieves and drug dealers and drug users, they all need it for Christmas, too. And they need your money more than you do in your cars.
Think of it as wealth redistribution.
Oh, that's what they're doing. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. I tell you, it's not wealth redistribution with Alliance Heating and Air. They give you your money's worth when they come in. I wouldn't think of anybody else to work on an HVAC system than Alliance Heating and Air, a better-known business. Give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Hey, we've got Todd Franklin in here today, the coach of the Simpson basketball team, and you've just had a great weekend.
It was a great weekend in Vallejo. You know, it was so good for our kids and our university to end that weekend on a positive note and go down to a very tough conference and get two wins in a non-league conference, but in a tournament, and then head back home and get ready for a game tonight.
a game tonight. Tell us where and when.
Well, it's going to be at Simpson University at the Grant Center, and it opens. The game begins at 7 tonight, and VIP room opens at 6:30. If you have VIP tickets, we have appetizers set out for people, and then halftime they get to go back in. They've got dessert, so really trying to upscale things there at Simpson University, and we're having a great time.
So what is the coaching of the team this year? What has it meant for you? I mean, if you coach or you oversee or you're head of the athletic department or the things that you do, what has every year has to mean something special. You gear up for it. What's different this year?
Well, this is different because it's my first year at Simpson. So we're taking a program and we're really trying to make sure that we're making a positive impact in the community. And so we're doing a lot of outreach things that may or may not have been done before, but no one knew about them. And we're really trying to build that bridge between Reading and the Simpson University and with the men's basketball program.
Live, I used to go to the Kings games in Sacramento. I love the sound of the sneakers skidding on the floor, on the court. I love that.
Well, you're going to love this team then because they play hard, they're very energetic, they're very athletic, and they get out and they run. And people, I think, just love how hard they actually compete. And that's what we're building our fan base on, is that they know they can come and watch a team that's going to play hard for 40 minutes.
40 minutes, just intense.
What time's the game start tonight?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock, okay. So, of course, we've got a 6 o'clock show going from 6 to 7. Are you going to start that early? Or do we know? I guess I'll talk to Connor about that because we are... of course, broadcasting all of the basketball games.
Exciting.
Absolutely. No, and people love it. Even my kids, games that they can't go to or when we're out of town, they've been able to. And my daughter McKenna and Trey and Kai, they're huge basketball fans. So they're like old school now. They're sitting at home listening to the radio, eating popcorn. It's turned back the dial a little bit, and they're absolutely loving it.
Don't you love that? I mean, there's a visual that happens when you're listening and you can see it, And, boy, I'll tell you, that announcer is the one that takes you on the – it colors the air. Of what you're smelling, seeing, feeling. It's just awesome.
Absolutely. We've got one of the best in Connor. I mean, he really paints a picture for you. And I've actually watched the game on film and listened to it on radio, and it's amazing how accurate it is and in time with it is. And he does a great job with all the names of the other teams. And he's top-notch. I'm hoping we can keep him around for a long time, but I doubt that's in our future.
Well, he's a really a great young man, and it's a pleasure working with him. And Tom Galbraith. I mean, the athletic director.
I got the best
director.
Boss in the world.
I'm telling you what, these are really good people you're out there with. Of course, Todd, you're coming in here from a local. You're a local guy. And moving down up to Simpson, this was a big thing you wanted to do.
Absolutely, and that's been great. We had our first home game last week, and seeing the people that transferred from Liberty to Simpson, and I've got some great assistant coaches, Mike Hayworth from Enterprise. So we're pulling a lot of people that were with him from there, and then James Jansen, Hannah, Kevin, Wendell. I mean, we've got a great staff, and everyone brings something to the table. And my grandfather taught me a long time ago, if you're the smartest person in the room, go find another room. And that's what I've done with these assistants, is bring them in when their areas of strength, where my weaknesses are, and it's been a great marriage so far.
Well, you're only as good as your team. That's
absolutely
true.
That's right. And you're right. That's a good saying, is that if you're the smartest guy there, then you need to move on.
We'll find another
because,
room.
Yeah, you need
very
another
humbling,
room.
Very humbling, but true.
But, that was something I was always able to do, and some people agree with me on this one, that finding smarter people to work with. And, young men and women that knew what the hell they were talking about when it came to some of the more esoteric parts of communications and computers and intelligence. When it got out to being on the ground, most of them didn't know as much as I did. But back there, graduates from the postgraduate schools and these things, and it's like, okay, got to use those brains. And they're all really fine people. But you're right. If you don't have a good team around you that can bring something, it's a waste of your time.
Absolutely. And, and they've been neat because we all just put in our little niche and our little fingerprint on it, and at the end of the day, that's what makes a beautiful painting.
Okay, so what do you have coming up here this week?
This week we've got a big game tonight because we played them earlier in the year, and our schedule's been brutal. We're the cupcake right now, and we haven't scheduled any cupcakes, which I've always been fond of. We want to play the best to be the best, and two of our first three games were nationally ranked teams, and the team that we play tonight actually beat us pretty good earlier in the year. I think they were up by 33 at halftime, so we're looking to maybe have a marker and see how much we've improved in the last 2 weeks with them playing at home tonight. So
up by 33.
Oh, yeah, it was brutal.
Is this the Oregon
No, this is actually from William Jessup. People call him our rival. We haven't beat him yet, so I don't know if you should be able to call him your rival, but hopefully we're going to make it to game tonight.
Do you win at least once?
Absolutely.
Could you please describe to us? Yeah, what is a cupcake? And for us who maybe don't like follow sports jargon, what's that mean?
Well, colleges especially, you know, their coaches like to get out and win some games early, feel good about themselves. The boosters feel good about it. The school feels good about it. So generally, you'll play a couple of games on your schedule that, you know, Bailey, you're calling in a win. You know you're going to play this team, and we've been that team. You know, the university won 5 games last year. I don't think they won a preseason game. We've won 2 this year. So teams are starting to notice maybe we're not going to be that cupcake for much longer, and that's our goal, is to get off that cupcake schedule. We have no problem filling our schedule with people wanting to play us right now.
At least get the icing off it.
Absolutely. You know what? We just
maybe put a little rock in there.
You know, one thing Tom, my AD, said when he hired me is, I don't want people to feel comfortable walking in here any longer. As your opponent. And when your boss wants you to go out and strive to do great things,
that's fabulous.
Then you do as well.
You want to become the Chaminade.
Absolutely.
Of the West Coast.
Absolutely.
Here. And Chaminade is a Hawaiian team that they have a invitation with beginning of the year. And for years, they would knock off one of the top-ranked teams. Didn't make any difference who it was. They'd show up there, and the Chaminade team would run them to death. I'm not sure what they did to them for 2 or 3 days before, taking them out on the beaches, and how many Tahitian taipans can you drink in one night? But and Chaminade would come out there and just slam them. And it got so that if they were ranked teams, they didn't want to go play in that.
No, absolutely.
It was dangerous. So that's what we want, Simpson. We want Simpson to be the one that when they come in there, they're looking at the corner of their eyes at you, going, uh-oh, who's that guy over there?
Absolutely. And we just want, you know, it's part of building your respect as a university and as athletic program is you're not going to be a pushover. And that's what we're really striving to is competing every night.
Yeah.
Love it.
Okay, we've been here with Todd Franklin. Todd, you got another couple of minutes after
Absolutely.
This? Because I want to change subjects if that's
of course.
Okay.
Always.
And go to food trucks.
I love food trucks. We'll talk.
Okay, this portion. You know what? And not this portion of the show, but I want to talk about this event that's happening on November 16th this week, this Thursday, out at Mercy Oaks. It's the Shasta County District Attorney's Office, Shasta County Board of Supervisors are having a speaker coming in, and they're going to talk about the opioid crisis and addiction, stopping the cycle in Shasta County. Keynote from Sam Quinones. He's an American journalist and author. Learn about the opioid crisis and drug epidemic. Explore the next steps for our community and resource tables from our local agencies and service providers. I'll be handing out cards that say lock your car at night.
That's a given.
Thursday, November 16th. It's open to everybody and it's free. We'll be right back with Todd Franklin. And what about these food trucks?
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
We're Billy and Patrick for Kia's Light Up the Holidays sales event. We both own Kias and we love them.
Light up your holidays and make no payments until after the new year on Redding Kia's award-winning lineup.
Great deals are waiting for you right now in the 2018 Kia Sorento, the highest-ranked midsize SUV in initial quality in 2017. With available 7-passenger seating and all-wheel drive, Kia Sorento sets the bar a little higher.
The 2017 Kia Niro Hybrid is the highest-ranked small SUV in initial quality. The fuel economy is outstanding and like all Kias, it's backed by America's best warranty.
Test drive a 2018 all-wheel drive Kia Sportage, the SUV that can tackle the toughest roads with confidence. It's a KBB Best Buy.
And the 2018 Kia Soul is ready to light up your holidays, too. Kia Soul, the highest-ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality in 2017.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com.
Complimentary lifetime oil changes with every new Kia purchase.
Redding Kia. Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, reddingkia.com.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning,
good
everybody.
Good Monday morning to you. 7:35 in the morning, huh?
This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Go on down to the newest branch at 1845 California Street. They're your neighbors down there. Let them show you how they're moving local dreams forward. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. We're here with Todd Franklin, who's the coach of Simpson basketball, but we're going to change gears here. He's also the father of food trucks. And it's this idea that last April or May, and I think you were on around that time, first time, and it was about putting food trucks into the old library park. Now it's Carnegie Park, I guess. And it was approved by the city council, but then all types of things have happened. You're still waiting to get in front of the Alcoholic Beverage Commission.
Yeah, they're, right. They, you know, we're supposed to have a hearing date coming up, and we keep waiting for the hearing date.
Someday.
Once it happens, we're ready.
It's been 7 months, but that's okay. I'm sure they're busy down there.
Yeah, and thankfully, it's not our local ABC. It's, you know, Sacramento, and our local ABC has actually been pretty good with us. It just takes time to go through this process that they have set up. So hopefully by us going through this, someone else won't have to, and we're hoping to expedite it.
Yeah. Anyway, so but your idea was to put food trucks down in Carnegie Park for a couple reasons.
Yeah, you know, the biggest thing is, you know, people like variety, and these food pods draw different types of people, and they make the pie bigger. And one thing that we've seen all around the country is they'll put these pods in probably the least desirable locations because of cheap land or vacated spaces. And they put these pods in there, and they bring in, you know, up to 2,000 people a night, and suddenly that part of the city's vibrant again. You go up to Portland, they've got over 150 trucks in a part of the city that was dead. And now there's thriving businesses again because where there's people is there's life, and it pushes out other elements, and it just makes for a vibrant city. And I can't wait to get downtown Reading so people can actually see that happen here.
Well, and so you've had it down in Anderson, and it's been a huge success down there.
Oh, it's been amazing. You know, I think our biggest night we had 2,300 people. Our smallest night we had 750. So anytime you're bringing quality families down to a singular location, you know, it blossoms everywhere.
Well, it also pushes out maybe some of the recalcitrants in that area.
Absolutely. And that was one nice thing about being at Caldwell Park a couple weeks ago is, you know, Caldwell Park has a stereotype of, uh-oh, you know, we better not go there with families anymore. And we found out with Reading Trail Alliance, they built a beautiful park down there for kids and adults, a bike park. And we brought the food trucks and we brought music. There was no one there. There was no problems. It was great family fun. And I think people will see that throughout Reading when we get set up.
It's like when you show lights. Open, you know, you turn a rock over and you put a light on it. The things that are there that might bother you disappear.
They scurry away. And, you know, there's
I'm going to put
places.
More lights in my carport.
Absolutely. We're going to light that thing up.
I'm going to put lasers in there so that you come across it will cut off your leg.
Well, right. Thank you for, again, just for having the idea and the ambition and moving forward. And, you know, that you're fighting, you know, you're swimming upstream.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but you're battling people over this whole thing.
I've always kind of been dumb in that way. You know, and once I get my heels in, I don't really back up too much. And, you know, the Reading, I think, wants it. We're fighting a few things at Lawrence Hotel with residents. But I think even they, once they see the change, even they will become big supporters of it.
Yeah, I mean, you can't go down on, you know, I walk down there probably two or three times a week to get up mail. And I love walking through the crowd. And I've never had a problem. You know, and I will say that I've never had a problem. However, there are people on their cardboard and their boxes laying around out there, and it's just, you know, it's just not. It's if we're trying to bring in new businesses and doctors and all these people are coming in and they're walking around or they're driving around the city, it has an impact. It just does. Even though everybody has their homeless problem, but in Reading, because they're a little more concentrated in one spot, you're going to see more people.
Absolutely. And I was up in Portland 2 weeks ago, and, you know, they've really strived to do things, but it's tent city there now. And part of the downtown is, you know, people don't go there anymore. And I think Reading is starting to realize that we have to do something as citizens, not as elected officials. We can't wait for everything to happen for us. So that's why I'm such a huge advocate of this food pod down in downtown Reading.
How about creating a wildlife preserve? We can feed the 109ers.
Oh, shoot.
To the wolves. No. Okay. That's not what I meant. Okay.
That was in the chat, Pat. We love our sense of humor in our chat.
It'll keep the wolves off the cattle.
Oh, Sungo just took me to task in here. She just spanked me.
She filleted you.
Yeah. She said, Carl Bott.
You need a good filleting.
Of all the people, after you've been telling people for 8 years to protect yourself, to lock your car, to take your wallet, don't leave it out. My wallet was not in plain sight. That's the only good thing I can think of. That's why it didn't make it in the house with me. I'd put it inside the console, center console, of course. And I must admit, they did stack everything very neatly in my passenger seat. There wasn't stuff strewn around anywhere. They were really, you know.
They were conscientious.
They were conscientious thieves when they took everything that I had. But
I'm
so
curious, for anybody who's had a wallet that's been stolen and you start to think about, how does it take a day to really, is it a day of your day, day of your time to go through every credit card, driver's license?
Well, I've already canceled the credit cards. Yeah, so.
Well, not all of them. Well, okay.
Well, here's the other thing. Why is it? No, you're absolutely right. Why is it you can't call somebody 24 hours a day, at least on some kind of line? You know, an automated line. Say, this is my name. This is my number. I had my card stolen. I want them canceled right now before they can be used.
You could do that.
And if
American
they do it on
Express.
I tell you what. If it's on a weekend, try to get a hold of somebody in some of the local banks. It's very difficult. And I'm going to complain about that as soon as I get off. In fact, I can start calling
can't
right
wait.
Now. I'm going to start calling as soon as we get into a break.
Thank you for joining us anyway.
Todd Franklin. Todd. But I tell you what, okay, where's the next step now? Where are you going?
For food trucks, we're really working to see when we can get that hearing and get through that and then start building, because we've got a huge, huge building phase planned for Carnegie Park with a 2,500 square foot patio, 5 fire pits.
Yeah.
And I mean, it'll be a great place for people just to sit down and really enjoy a family environment outside. And then they can go visit the other local businesses. And I think it's going to be a great marriage for all of us.
Okay.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Todd Franklin, who is here primarily for the Simpson basketball. He's the head coach there. And they are rapidly becoming the non-cupcake of the league. And but then
expression.
He's but he's also the guy that came up with the idea of the food courts, the food trucks, and you called him something else. So you called him a food pod.
Wow.
I love it. Okay, a food cool. pod. I like that. So all right,
Apple will be in touch.
Good luck tonight out there with your gang.
Thank you guys.
And I'm sure
appreciate
that
it.
It's okay. going to be. Do you start it off with a prayer?
Actually, you know what? At some of the home games, they do. You know, not everyone has to take place of it or part of it, but it's a great thing to, you know, just get people centered on what we're really trying to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
And for America and the veterans, it's been really good.
Everybody stand up for the national anthem?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Heck yeah. Hey, let's go to the phones. Henry, good morning. You're on the show. What's going on?
Well, good morning, Linda. I really wanted to talk to you. You know, Carl was talking about not locking his car and leaving his wallet and all that.
Oh.
Chalk it up to senility and keep your eye on him.
Yeah.
Thank you, Henry.
Hey, you know, there's a lot of moving parts in our lives, right? There was a lot of moving parts in our lives.
Thank you,
it's the truth.
That's true.
It's just,
it's true. You know what? It's true.
It happens, and
I'm going to have to start writing things on my hand. Do you have your wallet? Do you have your underwear? Do you have your head?
We went to the doggy park yesterday.
Is your butt screwed on?
What was it that really, I'm just curious with the move. We went to the doggy park. We drove through Starbucks. We got a cup of coffee. Went back to the doggy park. You had on the big, camo coat. What?
I put the wallet inside the center console because it was difficult with the dog coming over on me trying to put my wallet back.
Okay.
It was just nothing. It's nothing but
excuses.
Little pissy excuses. We're going to take a break now. We'll be right back.
Don't miss it. The Reading Gun Show this weekend only. Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Convention Center, 1900 Hilltop Drive. This is the gun show of the year. Jam-packed with handguns, shotguns, rifles, ammo, and, of course, reloading supplies. This weekend only, the Reading Gun Show at the Holiday Inn Convention Center.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all. But not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
This is Alan Gordon, CEO of Coachmaster Collision. It's been 2 years since Don officially retired. Although his presence is missed, his legacy lives on through Coachmaster's personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job. If you've been in to see us in the last 20 years, then we've already met. I will continue to provide the personal and quality service that the North State has come to expect from Coachmaster. Coachmaster is and will continue to be the leader in advanced technology in the collision repair industry, including laser, 3D frame alignment, and computerized paint matching. After all, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Carl goes 60. I know. I was waiting for this.
You need cooling.
That was pause for effect.
Currently 55 degrees. You know what? When I think back, you know, when I was probably in 6th, 7th, 8th grade, you know, when the White Album came out, this, a lot of this really good music wasn't for me. I didn't dig it then.
Yeah.
And it's taken me now all these years later that when I'm listening to Satellite, once I get out of KCNR range, that I listen to Classic Rewind. And I think about what a great era of changing music. Yeah, it was long. It was a lot of rebellion and a lot, you know, like I watched the old Dick Cavett when you had Joni Mitchell, you had on Grace.
Slick?
Grace Slick. You had on Janis Joplin, and they would come up and they would perform live.
Oh yeah,
and with their speakers.
No looping then. Yeah.
No, with their speakers and feedback, and then they would come right down off the stage and they'd sit down in the chair and talk with Dick Cavett. And I thought, sweaty, you know, everything. And I just thought this was a time of really a real big cultural change, and the music was really good.
And at the time, I didn't think much of Led Zeppelin and a little bit, I thought better of the Stones, things like that. But going back now, seeing it from this vantage point, John Bonham, the guys in Led Zeppelin were geniuses because they grew up listening to the old blues records, what they called race music back in those days. And they adopted those tunes from Lead Belly and Coltrane and all those, adapted those tunes, put them to a different beat, and introduced a whole new generation to these classics. A lot of Led Zeppelin stuff is derived from the old blues. Beatles did that with a lot of their stuff. So you have a better appreciation that there's some complex stuff going on in these songs that when you're right next to it, you don't see. And I think that the music had a variety of themes, and it wasn't all about, you know, shooting cops and getting drunk on drugs and beating up your girlfriend, like seems to be the trend now.
So how about we go through why Carl's calling the credit card companies? It's not funny. For if you're just tuning in, you know, Carl had his wallet stolen, and he's... as many of all of us who have ever had anything stolen, you start to think about what was in there, and I need to get on top of this ASAP. But while we're doing that, let's, Bob Belongi, why don't we go through the 10 things that you need to know on this Monday. First,
okay.
Number one, Trump touts great relationship with Duarte.
Yes. The president of the Philippines, and this is what I would call a lesson, and be careful what you wish for, because several administrations since the downfall of Marcos, and I visited the Philippines, God love the Filipinos, they endured the Japanese, they endured various, the Spanish, I mean, everybody's gone and stomped all over them, and they keep enduring. And of course, the Marcos years, he was not a nice man, to put it mildly. But after that came Aquino and Aquino's kid and all that. Well, they've elected it, but things had gotten so far out of control that people reacting to the lawlessness, and this is a lesson we need to take to heart. People reacting to the lawlessness voted in a guy who said, I will take these people on and I will throw them in the ground. And he has done just that.
Well, what the people are up in arms about is the human rights, and that,
yeah, exactly.
And that that while Trump was there, he did not bring up anything about human rights. Well, I guess Barack Obama, according to what I've been reading here, is that he'd never visited this president. And he had, because this president said something, you know, horrible and used foul language regarding, Barack Obama. But so President Trump comes over there. I understand in a certain sense of what it is to just get your toe dipped into the pool of trying to, on certain levels, to start relationship building. And you don't go down deep and cover and stir it all up and all that stuff the first time out.
Yeah. We cannot squander the goodwill that we built with, and the history that we built with the Philippines. We really can't afford to do that. It is a strategic location. The minute we pulled out of Subic Bay, the Chinese moved in.
There you go. Number two, earthquake kills hundreds in Iran and Iraq. A 7.3 magnitude earthquake struck near the Iraq-Iran border in the Iraqi city of Halabja on Sunday, killing at least 330 people, most of them in Iran. Iran state-run news agency reported that at least 328 people were killed and about 3,950 were injured in the country. Okay.
Yeah, it's that whole region is just, and the infrastructure, and now, you know, you're trying to get aid into an area that is contested. The whole area is there's there's always worry about aid convoys being intercepted and spirited off by whoever. So it makes the job that much tougher. And of course, they don't have building codes in that part of the world.
Right. Number three, Texas pastor tells survivors to keep faith after massacre. The congregation of the First Baptist Church of Sutherland Springs, Texas, gathered Sunday for its first service since a gunman murdered 26 worshipers a week ago. That was just a week ago, Bob.
Yeah. And the Air Force has admitted what amounts to culpability, that they let this guy fall through the cracks, and they did not inform federal authorities that this guy should not be allowed to have sharp things or bang sticks under any circumstances, and he was able to obtain them, a mentally deranged individual, and this was the consequence. So passing a gun law would not solve this. Enforcing what we have would.
So I'm curious, within the Air Force and the departments that he went through in order to be, you know, dishonorably discharged, is there a total disconnection with authorities in civilian life?
Somebody who was handling paperwork, or in this case a computer screen, absolutely dropped the ball. And I'm sure there will be an investigation, and it will take some time.
Number four, Roy Moore threatens to sue Washington Post as top Republican distance themselves. Alabama Republican Senator nominee Roy Moore continued to mostly deny allegations from four women that he initiated inappropriately physically with physical relationships that he had in his 30s, and they were teenagers as young as 14, telling a Christian Citizen Task Force forum on Sunday that the Washington Post, which reported the accusations after speaking with 30 people who knew Moore in the 1970s and early 80s, had printed false allegations.
Is there a probability that it happened? Because that was the mindset. And as scary as that is, now we have a slightly scarier scenario in that there is now the ability to convict someone and destroy them without a shred of hard evidence. Not a single shred of hard evidence. All it has to be is you find somebody who will say, well, so-and-so did this 40 years ago, and they are destroyed.
Oh, boy. I have stories. Okay, number five. Lebanese Prime Minister vows to return home after surprise resignation. Lebanese Prime Minister Saad Hariri on Sunday in his, it could be, I'm sorry, Saad Hariri said Sunday in his first TV interview, since he's unexpectedly announced his resignation last week, that he would be returning home to Saudi Arabia within days. Hariri rejected suggestions by opponents and allies alike that Saudi Arabia, which is increasingly clashing with Iran, had coerced him into resigning, and accusing the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah and its ally Iran for destabilizing Lebanon and the region. Okay, there's all these like names that I probably didn't say correctly, but ugh.
That I really haven't read up enough on. You know, Lebanon has always been, at one time, Beirut was the jewel of that region. Many talents came out of Lebanon. Of course, the whole Danny Thomas family came out of Lebanon. Lebanon and the United States had this glorious relationship. And when we allowed that to disintegrate in the Carter years, you know, it started even before that, but during the Carter years, we really let it fall. And then, of course, when the Civil War began with the Druze militia and these other factions, it just turned into this absolute chaos, as we found out to our grief when the Marine Barracks was bombed that year. I forget the exact year that happened. I'm sure Carl could say. Mm-hmm. When the 200-plus Marines died in that bombing in Beirut.
The person that was in charge of that, Colonel... Okay, he used to go up to Anselmo's a lot. He was good friends with Rivers.
Right, yeah.
He's been on our show, and his name is escaping me right now. I'm sorry, but I think that was in the 80s.
Yeah. Well, it just went completely to pieces there, and we did things like park a battleship off the shore and launch, you know, 18-inch shells into suspected locations, which did not endear us to the populace, because 18-inch shells tend not to be terribly discriminating.
Former intelligence chiefs say Putin using flattery to manipulate Trump. Two former top U.S. intelligence officials on Sunday said Russian President Vladimir Putin appeared to be manipulating President Trump with flattery. A day earlier, Trump dismissed the intelligence chiefs, former CIA Director John Brennan and ex-National Intelligence Director James Clapper, as political hacks and questioned their agency's shared conclusion that Russia meddled in last year's U.S. presidential election.
Well, did they attempt to fiddle with the election? I have no doubt. Did they change the will of the American people and therefore the electoral process? No. That's my take on the situation.
And gossip columnist Liz Smith dies at the age of 94. You may know her name. She's a long-time New York tabloid gossip column. She died at her Manhattan home. She chronicled the lives of the rich and famous for more than 30 years, writing her column for publications New York Daily News, Newsday, and finally the New York Post. The columns appeared from 1995 to 2009 before it moved into the internet of the New York Social Diary. So anyway, those are just a few things happening. We're going to take a break when we come back here on KCNR 1460. Carl's back in the room.
College.
Community Talk Radio for the North State, AM 1460, KCNR Shasta Redding. The news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. See their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump promising a major statement about trade once he gets back to the White House from Asia this week.
We've made some very big steps with respect to trade, far bigger than anything you know. In addition to about $300 billion in sales to various companies, including China.
Mr. Trump also saying he'll talk about North Korea once he gets back home. Philippine President Duterte is among leaders Mr. Trump met with privately during his Asia trip. The White House says the two leaders discussed human rights briefly, while the Duterte spokesman says the issue didn't come up at all. A Republican tax overhaul bill moves ahead in the Senate later today.
The Tax Foundation says the Senate GOP's tax reform plan would cost $516 billion once economic growth is taken into account. This lost revenue has been a key sticking point for the bill, with key Republicans such as Senator Bob Corker of Tennessee vowing to vote against it. Analysis of the House version of the bill finds an even higher deficit between $1 and $2 trillion.
Senate correspondent Linda Kenyon says the House planning to vote on its tax bill by week's end, while the Senate may vote on its version of the bill after Thanksgiving. It's curious, Republican Senate candidate Roy Moore of Alabama talking about the timing of a Washington Post article accusing him of sexual misconduct with a minor four decades ago.
Isn't it strange that after 40 years of constant investigation, people have waited to 4 weeks prior to the general election to bring their complaints? That's not a coincidence.
Moore says the story is not true and he'll file a lawsuit. More than 400 fatalities after a powerful earthquake last night along the Iraq-Iran border. The Dow's down 1 point, the NASDAQ off 2. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Life is all about choices. Cars, shoes, appliances, pretty much everything you buy. And when it comes to life insurance, SelectQuote offers you a choice of your best prices from up to 15 great life insurance companies and over 100 different policies. So you not only get the perfect life insurance for your needs, you probably save hundreds of dollars in the bargain. Jason is 40. He controls his cholesterol with meds, but is in good health. SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. SelectQuote, it's all about choices. To see how affordable life insurance can be for you, go to SelectQuote.com or call 1-800-671-7070. That's 1-800-671-7070. 1-800-671-7070. Over a million people know. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Some animal welfare advocates condemning a newly introduced bounty program aimed at reducing the feral cat population in one Australian state.
It's estimated that wild cats kill more than 1 million birds every day across Australia and have driven some ground-dwelling species and smaller mammals into extinction. A council in the state of Queensland is offering a bounty to encourage farmers and residents to kill as many as they can. Welfare campaigners in Australia argue that shooting or trapping them is cruel, and because they're such prolific breeders, won't reduce their numbers in the long term.
That's the BBC's Phil Mercer. Cash-strapped Venezuela will launch into discussions today with foreign investors about rescuing itself from crushing debt incurred during better times in the country. Investors want to be paid back, but they are skeptical. News and analysis at townhall.com. New York City's Rockefeller Center is getting ready for the Christmas tree lighting later in the month.
Over the weekend, the 75-foot Christmas tree was driven from State College, Pennsylvania, to Rockefeller Center. A stake was driven into the base of the Norway spruce, and up it went. This year's tree was 7 years in the making. It was 2010 when the head gardener for Rockefeller Center found it, and over the years, he's watched it grow. It will be decorated with 50,000 lights and lit up on November 29th. After the tree comes down, the wood will be donated to Habitat for Humanity for a new home. Julie Walker, New York.
A top leader of Yemen's Shiite rebels, they're at war with a Saudi-led military coalition, vows retaliation against the oil-rich kingdom over its disastrous blockade of the war-torn country. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 1460 in downtown Reading with Carl Lindebach. Good morning, everybody. It's 5 minutes after the hour of 8. News is always brought to us by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, newly remodeled, but it's got the same great walk-in humidor. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
Good morning, everybody, and happy to be here on November 13th, this Monday. Currently 55 degrees. Our highs today will be 59, our lows of 42. Get ready, because we are definitely in for some cool weather and showers. Showers accumulating in the valley, as Bob said, that are heading on the way up. Tuesday, partly sunny, with our highs of around 58. Tomorrow calls for chance of rain Tuesday night. Wednesday calls for rain. Get ready for, bring out your rain gear, with our highs of around 53, and Wednesday night is around 45. Thursday calls for showers again with 54. Thursday night around 39 is our lows. Friday is high 56 with Friday night around 40, and Saturday 58 and Saturday night around 46. So we know that we're ready for that button up your overcoat weather, and that is brought to you by our report, Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
And Crackmaster brings us this second portion of the show. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. He's been repairing windshields for years. Guarantees his work. Does outstanding work. Repaired a 12-inch crack in my windshield, gosh, what, 10 years ago now. And it, you still can't see it. He can fix it, whether it's a little chip or a crack over 2.5 feet in length. Jeff Wurst is down at 3208 South Market Street. Give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment. Guarantees his work. If you can't do it, if it looks too bad, he'll just tell you and send you on to another place to get your windshield repaired. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Hey, we're here with Shasta College and our guest today, James Konopitsky and Angela Nava.
Hi, how are you?
How about that? Got them both right.
Yeah, you did.
Got it.
Before we start there, though, we're going to go to a rally, Sally. Good morning, Sally.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am well, thank you. Sounds like we need to get out our sweaters.
Our sweaters, yes.
Yes,
sweaters, rain gear, galoshes, all those kind of things.
Yep. Well, tonight we are going to celebrate our local veterans. All of the veterans that come to our meetings on Monday nights, we're going to be thanking them for their service. And we also have Patrick Jones coming tonight to enlighten us about the new gun laws going into effect on January 1st.
Is that Patrick Henry Jones?
Yes, Patrick Henry Jones, one of my favorite patriots.
Patrick Henry Jones.
We invite people to come on out if they have questions about the new gun laws. And also, there's the gun show next weekend that we're encouraging everybody to attend. But our meeting tonight starts at 6 o'clock, and it's at 3276 Bocelli Lane at the Eagle's Nest Church. And as always, we will have our Jefferson meeting ahead of the Patriot meeting at 5:30. So come on out if you're interested in getting involved with Jefferson.
Okay.
Fantastic. Thank
great.
You for
thanks
the
a
update.
Lot, Sally.
Right. Thank you
y'all
so much.
Y'all have a great night tonight.
Okay. Yes. Thank you very much.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Okay. I wonder if I should put a reward out for my wallet. I mean, really. I mean, they may have just tossed it out there. I mean, or maybe they're just kind of walking around with it. I mean, if all the cards are canceled, you can't use that. But I sure could use my driver's license back, my retired military card, and my, what else is in there?
Anyway, let's talk about our guests that are here. This is so wonderful and pleasant. He's just sober. He is definitely having a heart issue.
Okay, I'm all right with this. Okay, we're here with Shasta College and with James Konopitsky and Angela Nava. And they're here to talk about how to succeed in Shasta College. And we can start, I think, let's start with James because he's going to tell you how to get in. Is that correct?
I could help you for sure.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So what does somebody do if they're, you know, trying to figure out, I'm not really sure if I want to try to apply to a university, and I think I'm just going to hang out for a while and try to figure out how I can stay local and go to Shasta College. What do we do?
I would say first reach out to us. I'm actually a coordinator with the Student Success Center on the main campus, and I tell you, we get that question quite a bit. We do. And the first thing you want to do is talk to a counselor, actually. Our counselors are there to kind of guide you why community college, what's out there for you, encourage you to take that initiative and stuff like that.
So do you go to the schools and do an outreach with the schools?
Personally, no. Yes. No, we do have a team that does that.
Okay.
I'm not part of that team. I mainly stay on campus. So
you coordinate once people get to the campus and tell us, just give us a day of your life, what you do.
Absolutely. Let's start from the beginning. We get someone that comes in, new to college, never been to college, comes and says, what do I do? Well, I'll show them the complete steps from step one to the very end. I'll tell them what they need to do, where they need to go, who they contact, and so forth. And honestly, I'm also probably a moral guide to them, too, saying, you know, keep it up, stick with it, we're here with you, and we'll support you mm-hmm. along the way. Get lost, come to me.
What led you to, in your life, to come to this position, for this job?
For this job, it actually started probably years ago. This is the second college I worked at. And before that, I actually did some military service. So I always
thank
had,
you for your service.
Thank
what,
you.
Thank what you branch?
Air Force.
Okay.
Air Force, yeah. So that service
accounts?
In me, the serve others, has been there. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that counts.
Yeah, yeah. You know.
Half credit.
But,
No, I'm just kidding. Okay, just I'm kidding. Just kidding. You know what? I'm starting to come back now.
I bet you he that left it didn't keep his wallet in the car unlocked.
Nope, it's in my back pocket.
There you go.
Whoa.
But you know what?
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Talk about having your loved one just stick it to you.
Well, you know, my God, tell people it's half credit.
Pull that spear out of my chest.
Twist it while I can.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, seriously,
oh, look,
so you went to the Air Force. Did you go to the Air Force right after high school?
No, I actually went to college for a little bit.
Okay.
And then I...
Community college?
Community college. Okay. Failed. Did terrible. Got out, went to the Air Force, straightened up.
Wow.
Came back what, out and got my bachelor's, and now
oh, that's
it's
great.
Surprising yeah, how many people others. That have problems after mm-hmm. the first couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, really. I mean, because you're yes. away from home probably for the first time, and you're not studying. Mm-hmm. You go into the military for a couple of years. It used to be for a couple, now it's for four. And you come out, and there's two things. You come back to, and we've been talking a lot to veterans lately, or young people like yourself, or people coming back in, is they go back to school at age 22. Mm-hmm. And I always ask the question, so is what you think or know is important the same as what the 18-year-olds are is? And the answer is almost always no. And then I asked, is it the same as the professors think? And the answer many times is no, because many of the professors have not served, nor have they traveled to the countries where that you guys have been in and all this. So it's difficult. So I can see, and besides having the regular veteran center there, but having you in there too as a success center, being in the military at one time, it's got to be a big plus.
I would think so. Yes, absolutely. I get a lot of veterans that, you know, staff will send to me to help with that and so forth.
So
absolutely.
They come to you if they're having, once they come to you to get started, but if they're having a problem, they come to you too. Is that what happens?
Absolutely, actually. Just last week, I had a student that came and had an issue with a faculty member, and I was able to help calm him down. I was able to kind of guide him through the steps that they would take to bring that issue up, let them know that, you know, we are there to support them. Not everyone's against them. You know, we'll guide them through the steps and just calm them down, let them know what needs to be done. So, yes, we also handle issues outside of just the enrollment.
We have to take a quick break.
Yeah,
let's hit that one on our way back in. This portion of the show is brought to you by
4 Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, located in Redding, California. The only full service. You can go in and have your jewelry looked at. You know it's going to be safe. They're not going to rip off a diamond or anything like that. But you can go in and get your watches repaired, your jewelry repaired.
Your wallet's back.
You need to have a trustworthy jeweler in
you do.
Your life, just like a mechanic.
And
you know.
Let me give a shout-out, because James Gibson, Commander Gibson, went in there the other day just to have his watch looked at.
Did he?
They put in all types of new stuff and everything, and Rebecca said, hey, thank you for your service and didn't charge you.
Oh, man.
You know, this is the kind of people they are.
Love it.
It's Rebecca
Winds,
and Henry.
There you go. 4 Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. They're kind of kitty corner across from C.R. Gibbs. You'll know that little center.
Open.
So we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Neighborhood Revival. Bay Murray and his real estate development firm aim to reignite an urban neighborhood by restoring an abandoned, historic 80-year-old firehouse. But the condition of the area made finding financing difficult. Inspired by Bay's economic redevelopment vision, Tri-Counties Bank commercial lender Tim Ching and his business banking team came to the rescue. They worked with Bay's development firm and city leaders, creating a commercial lending solution that ignited the redevelopment effort, renovating the firehouse into a hoppin' restaurant that revitalized the area. Now that's service with a vision. Commercial lending, small business loans, neighborhood revival. For personalized problem solving, California community branches, over 25,000 surcharge-free ATMs, advanced online and mobile banking, plus live banker support 7 days a week. Switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Rejecting God's moral values leads to moral decay and lawlessness. The cause of this moral decay is the rejection of God, whose ways are absolute and unchangeable. This will eventually affect the ability to recognize the slow decay of one's morals, while it decays, pollutes, and corrupts the mind and flesh, especially of our children. By giving your life to Jesus and living according to God's Word, you will be protected against this moral decay. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at TrueLifeReading.com. We hope to see you there. And remember, it's worth the ride.
Have you received an inheritance or need to roll over a 401k from a former employer? Whatever your investment needs, for experienced, compassionate investment advice, call Certified Financial Planner Tom Wood at the Advice Center at 244-PLAN. He'll take the time to discuss all your investment options for your unique needs. Tom has been helping his clients for nearly 20 years to manage their investments and to lower their taxes to achieve their financial goals. And Tom is offering a free investment tax review all month. He's offering this free investment tax review to help you find out if your investment portfolio is tax efficient or if he can help lower taxes you owe on your investments. Call Tom Wood at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. He can help your family develop an investment plan to help you have the financial future you desire. Call the Advice Center for your free investment tax review at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN, or go online to theadvicecenter.com. Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC.
A brand new production of A Cascade Christmas is coming to Redding's historic Cascade Theater. It's Shasta County's theatrical holiday spectacular, returning to the stage for 2 weekends full of dancing, singing, snowflakes, and candy canes. It starts the day after Thanksgiving, an all-new show for the whole family, with evening and matinee performances, plus photos with Santa after each 2 p.m. show. Get your tickets now at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
And now, back to our show.
I've seen all good people turn their heads each day, so satisfied.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning.
I've seen all good people
18 and a half minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the, gosh, what day is this? This has got to be the...
November 13th.
November 13th. Thank you very much. You know, 2017, 55 degrees going up to 59 today. It's almost there right now. You're going to have rain off and on today. Tomorrow should be a little bit clearer. Then it comes back on Wednesday and Thursday. This weekend should be clear, but a little bit chillier. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Home Helpers, if you're looking for in-home, compassionate, quality care. Why don't you go to Home Helpers? This is the people that we recommend. Sharon Clark and her people are so good at what they do. Whether it's short-term or long-term in-home health care, they're going to provide a unique solution for your needs, and it's going to be very affordable, and it keeps your loved one in their home where they're the happiest. Home Helpers. Give her a call. 226-8350. All right. We're here with James Kona Pitsky and Angela Nava. We're going to get to Angela here a little bit. She's warming up. We got her warming up in the bullpen. We're talking to James because James is part of the success team that helps new students when they're coming in and students that have been there for a while, how to help get them off on the right foot. He's a veteran, Air Force veteran, so he speaks veteran also. Plus, you have a veteran, also have a veteran, I know, a veterans club and a veterans organizations over there on campus. But part of the thing is if you're having some problems on campus, and I guess this could cover a gamut of anything.
Oh, absolutely.
From problems with your professor to problems with your grades to maybe, hey, I'm having financial problems, but we're going to get into, we'll get to Angela and that in a second. Do you get any, other things? Oh, somebody's bothering me or anything like that kind of stuff? Or does that go to a different route?
I would say the biggest thing we get is problems with grades, problems with tutoring, learning, just the strategies that are out there for you to succeed. And one of the things that Shasta College really does well is the student success workshops that we have. They're free. They're multiple times throughout the semester. I mean, you could go over stress management. They have a workshop on that, workshop on tutoring tips. They have a lab that you could go in. If you're not good at writing, you just walk in there, and there's always someone there to just sit you down and go through that essay you have, that paper you have to write, or just how to look things up. Same thing with math. Usually it's either you're good at math and you're terrible at writing, or you're terrible at math, good at writing. So we cover both bases, and we even have a math lab. You just walk in there all the way up through calculus, geometry.
So you've got tutors standing by all the time?
Absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely.
In different levels. Okay.
Absolutely.
That's cool. I don't think they had that kind of stuff when I was going to school. Yeah. I'm not sure they had school when I was going to school. Do you have them under the stress thing? Did you show them the timeout cards they gave you in the Air Force?
No. We just point them to where the workshop is, and we let them handle that part.
Do you
part,
have safe spaces for people on campus?
Absolutely.
Do you?
Absolutely.
Okay. How does
in
that
fact,
work?
I like to think our space is a safe place. That's in fact, great. We've had students come in and say they feel very safe coming to us first in the Student Success Center. I know financial aid, they have some stuff posted on the wall saying we are a safe place as well. You feel free to come to us. You're not going to be judged, and we're going to help you along with whatever needs to be done.
Important.
I think that's important for people to be able to come in and pour a little more hearts
out. Well, I would think the pressure of, okay, so let's just talk about the fact of you've graduated high school.
Mm-hmm.
And not everybody. I mean, some people are coming back to college, but let's just talk about the psychological aspect. graduated from high school, and now all of a sudden you can't figure out what you're going to do, and you're thrust into, you have to prepare yourself as really acting like an adult now. The responsibilities, right. The meltdowns. I am sure there are a lot of people melting down. Our society is different anyway. In my day, we worked at 15 and 16. I mean, we're a little different society where, you know, it's nothing to have a Starbucks and a card and a car and all that stuff. And I don't know what it is about the boomers who think that they need to do that with their children. But it's different at 18 now. Like, all of a sudden, wait a minute, I have to be an adult. I'm not prepared for that. What do you mean I have to be accountable, really accountable? College means accountability.
Does that happen?
Right.
You get that a lot.
Absolutely.
I mean, we talk about it. I mean, I look at kids who are in the military.
Yeah.
You know, they learn responsibility because, right. I mean, it is just they've got no choice. But you have others that are up into their 30s. They have, you know, I've had people tell me, I'm only 30 years old. And I look at them when they give me that. I'm only 30 or I'm only 25. I'm like, because I've had 18-year-olds out there on the field. But you have
something special at college, too, that you know what's just passed to you about. Regarding that?
This is actually regarding another service
available. But what we're talking about, though, is that part of it, and that's a good question, is that part of it they're coming in, all of a sudden they've got a lot of responsibility heaped on them for the first time in their life?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, we just started a new program called First Year Experience for those that just graduated high school. And they have a more hands-on approach where you have a dedicated counselor assigned to you that keeps up with you throughout the semester.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just a new program. A lot of new programs actually starting at the college to help support you.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, scary time going from high school.
Yes.
And all the your friends, everybody's gone off and done, you know, doing things, and you're like, okay, but a lot of people can't figure out. It takes them 4, 5, 6 years maybe before they find a career choice. And what they want to do. So I love that you're doing that because that's so important to help people have that place that they're being nurtured in their growth.
Yeah. And ask questions. I tell them, it never hurts to ask questions, no matter how old you are. Just keep asking questions and we'll give you the answers. So,
yep. Okay. Now, once they're there, or to get there, sometimes it takes financial help.
Mm-hmm.
And we're here with Angela Nava, who is helps out with it or heads up the financial aid group.
Oh, I'm not going to say I head it up.
Okay.
I have been there for quite a long time, 14 years. But Becky McCall is our associate dean of student services.
Yeah, but you know your stuff.
Aid. I do.
Yeah.
I do. I won't deny that.
Right.
And, you know, Linda, you brought up a really good point. A lot of people don't know what they're doing. And we're here to help. That's what financial aid is here to do. So don't be afraid. Come ask us questions. We'll point you in the right direction, and James will finish you up over there in the Student Success Lab if you have any other questions. But basically, apply for the BOG. Apply for the FAFSA. Those are the two major...
What's a BOG?
BOG. So break those down for the layman here.
Sure. The BOG is a fee waiver. It does have a new name. It is the California Community College Grant. Which is different from the California Promise program, which is still coming down from the state with direction. But basically what the BOG does is it weighs that $46 per unit when you register, and then you pay the campus center and health fee of $40.50, and that's for all your classes.
So you have to hit a certain financial part there.
You do.
And if you're 18, does that include your parents' finances or just yours?
It really depends. Do you live with your parents, and were you claimed on their taxes in the previous year?
Okay.
That will determine mostly whether or not you need parent information on that form. But a lot of people who don't qualify on the BOG form itself will qualify through the FAFSA. And the FAFSA is the federal grant application for all federal and state grants. So we encourage students to apply for that.
How many people pay to go through? I mean, when you get down to it, because now we're talking about giving free community college for the first year, as long as they have a full term, you know. But how many people really pay for college?
I would say about 30% of our students pay full price for college.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And what is it usually? What is it in today's standards? What would it take if somebody decided they were going to do a year of college per semester, didn't apply for grants? What's it cost per?
Well, they have a budget. So it's about $20,484 for a whole year. Okay. At 12 units.
Okay.
Of course, that is a state budget, so you never know. It could cost you a little more, could cost you a little less.
So $20,000.
Mm-hmm.
So that includes two semesters?
Two semesters, housing, transportation.
Okay, that's housing. That's everything.
So, yeah,
so if you had, if you lived at home and you're paying it, so how much is it then for that without the housing?
If you're taking about 12 units, about $600 just for your courses.
Just
for
your courses.
Just
for your courses.
That's just really, really reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're blown away because, Carl, since we've really been having Shasta College come on a regular basis, we are blown away at the quality of the teachers, the care, the outreach, the amazing, you know, when we had the people come on that you know, you have the whole, the farming, you know, we've had interesting.
You know, Peter Griggs is cycling through all of Shasta College, the instructors and the individuals and the groups here. And we are learning it, and our audience is learning so much about it. We're involved also with Simpson University, and where they are a private university, but I'm surprised about all the programs, because one day I just listened to all the programs around here. So with you talking about that, that's why I wanted to ask, how many people really pay full tuition? It's only like 30%. So that means that 70% get help or waivers on everything, and they can go to school then.
Right.
They can learn a trade and be out in, what, a year or 2 years, making $60,000 a year, which everybody, well, that's not very much, but for starting out.
That is good money.
And they can then build their own businesses and all that.
You can have a life with that, for sure.
Or they can take what they've learned and they move on to the next 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you all do.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Exactly.
I need to take a break right here, and then we're going to come back. We're going to continue. And we're going to talk about these, because do you also help with the military?
We do. We have the Veterans Services Office in our office.
Okay. I want to talk about that a little bit.
Yeah.
This portion of the show brought to you by a friend of mine named Ted Leidy, who owns Northern Firearms Instruction. It's the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in the state, first of all, and has a number of different classes. CCW classes are just outstanding, as are his other classes, including the advanced pistol, the tactical rifle, which, by the way, are going this weekend on the 19th. If anybody's interested in that, the pistol class may have been sold out. Tactical rifle may have a spot or two left. But as far as being able to take care of yourself and learning how to use the gun and use it safely, Northern Firearms Instruction. Check it out at usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. But the big thing is, we want to do a shout-out to Ted.
They just got married
and Lisa.
November 10th.
They're
Ted
married.
And Lisa Leidy. Congratulations.
And they got married on the Marine
High
Corps birthday.
Sweethearts. Came back together all these years
so
later.
If you guys are listening, you know what? Couldn't have happened to two nicer people. We just love both of you. Okay, we're going to be right back after these messages with Shasta College.
It's nice. I live in hotels, tear out the walls. I have accountants pay for it all. They say I'm crazy, but I have a good time.
Hi. I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Retreat, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Retreat, our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing. Featuring Dermalogica products for skin care and body treatment, we're the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit WindRiverSpa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
Don't miss it, the Reading Gun Show, this weekend only. Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., at the Holiday Inn Convention Center, 1900 Hilltop Drive. This is the gun show of the year, jam-packed with handguns, shotguns, rifles, ammo, and, of course, reloading supplies. This weekend only, the Reading Gun Show at the Holiday Inn Convention Center.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new vines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
And now, Carl and Linda Botts. This is Free Fire Radio.
All right. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 in downtown Reading. 25 minutes before the hour, 9 o'clock, 55 degrees, going up to 59 today with rain. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, veteran-owned business that gives you gives veteran and senior discounts, 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, another veteran-owned business. Just saw him at the Marine Corps birthday. I think I saw him at the Marine Corps birthday. I saw a lot of people there, but, you know, it was the Marine Corps birthday. And I had my challenge coin out, and people didn't. And so people bought me drinks that night.
Wonderful speaker.
Anyway, Cypress. Yeah, you know, I'd like to talk about him sometime, but not today. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Like I said, a veteran-owned business. It's man's last stronghold. Hope that doesn't offend anybody, and if it does, too bad. It's discounts for seniors and veterans. Great place to get your haircut. We're here with, I'm sorry, I'm just one of those days. We're here with Angela Nava, who is head of the Financial Help Group. You know, this is the type of person you want to get in tight with. Is the one that can give you financial aid at the college. And when we left, we're getting ready to talk about veterans that come back who have this GI Bill.
Yeah, so we do have our Veteran Services Office in financial aid. We have a dedicated certification person, and I actually would hand this off to James to explain it a little bit more.
Okay.
While I've recently done some veterans training, and I'm there to help as much as I can, I don't work one-on-one with the vets. But James has.
Okay, well, we'll get right to that. I want to finish up real quickly with you. It says one of the questions is, if I'm eligible for financial aid, are you eligible for scholarships?
You are. There's a huge misnomer out there. A ton of students think, if I'm eligible for financial aid, I'm not eligible for scholarships. Or if I'm eligible for scholarships, I'm not eligible for financial aid. And both of those are untrue. You can receive financial aid. So federal Pell Grants.
Sure.
And also scholarships. So Sierra Pacific, we have Shasta College scholarships that are just for
military
Shasta
Military Order of the Purple Heart scholarships, Safari Club International scholarships.
Yes. And Kiwanis Club.
Kiwanis Club. And a lot of these are always looking for somebody that they can give their money to,
yeah,
believe it or not.
That's the sad part of scholarships.
There's millions of dollars out there that people don't even apply for.
Agreed, agreed. We see about 50,000 go unawarded every year.
$50,000?
$50,000.
Right at Shasta College.
Right at Shasta College.
Anything those... for lost wallets in there?
I'll look into it for you.
Thank you very much.
Not lost wallet. It wasn't lost.
It was stolen. Okay. Okay, so... this is something that y'all can help too. If somebody comes in and goes, you know what, I need some help here, and yeah. you can say, well, do you raise Aleutian dogs or something like this? I mean, because a lot of times these things are pretty specific, though.
Correct.
But yes. if you've got people that are interested in working, like in forestry, like in Sierra Pacific, things like that.
Yeah, the RG Watt, it's a scholarship for students transferring from Shasta to a four-year college.
Wow.
The donor actually will renew that scholarship for the whole time the student is at the four-year college, as long as they're making progress. So we highly, highly suggest that you apply for scholarships. Can we guarantee that you're going to get one? No. But we can guarantee that if you don't apply, you won't get one.
Can you tell us quickly what a Pell Grant is?
The Pell Grant, it's the major grant for financial aid. So it's about, it's a little over $5,000 for the academic year, about $2,900 per semester if you're taking 12 units. And it's just to help you with your educational-related expenses.
Okay. So does that, you can use that, is it just like a check? You can use it for your housing or your car or your classes, right?
Yes. All of that is considered educational-related expenses.
Okay, so $5,000 a year?
Per year.
Well, right there, that pays for your your classes and probably pay for car expenses. At least getting back
and forth. Definitely those books.
And those books. Oh, yeah. How can we forget books? You know what? One year, I sold my books on final week, the week before finals. I sold my books. I thought I knew enough. I was in the Marine Corps 2 weeks later. Okay, James, going into I was wrong. James. Wow, hey, that was easy. Stand on the yellow print. Stand on the yellow footprint. Okay, James, we were just talking about the military coming in and getting financial aid. Did y'all have yellow footprints?
Yellow footprints?
Yeah, when you got off the buses. Get on those yellow footprints!
Nobody
yelled at you?
Remember, I was Air Force. We didn't need yellow footprints.
You didn't get yellow footprints? You didn't have somebody getting in your face saying, you like me? Huh, you're looking at me. You like me? And what are you going to say?
Oh, they got in your face. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
In our face. I mean, there's two of them.
Yeah.
No, sir. No, sir. Oh, you don't like me. Oh. You couldn't win.
Yeah, I just stayed quiet.
I just talked to the middle school down in Corning, and we was talking about this. And he said, what was boot camp like? I couldn't tell him the truth. Anyway. I said, it's nice. They give you ice cream. All right, James, so you've got people in here doing financial aid, right?
Yes.
Or veterans coming in.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. So you come in, and as Angela was saying, we have a dedicated veteran service rep, which is actually pretty rare for community colleges, which is awesome about Shasta. She's 100% full-time for veterans.
Okay.
And with me on board, if she's gone, I'm there also taking questions.
Okay, now people don't realize, because I used it once when I was getting my teaching credential here in California, another place. But there is a lot of paperwork that has to be done, and it has to be sent in, and then it doesn't. You won't get the money right away. But usually the college knows you're getting the money, and they give you a ride on that. Is that correct?
Correct. Actually, anytime someone brings in their discharge paperwork and stuff like that, we immediately give them priority registration. We ask them if they're planning to use benefits. We put a hold that they don't have to pay right away because we know the GI Bill is going to be coming in.
It's going to be coming in.
Absolutely. So that's they could come in, register, and not have to pay a single
dime. What does
the
GI Bill pay for?
Depends on the GI Bill, actually. Most recent, the post 9/11, will pay all your tuition and a housing allowance.
Okay. And that's if you're a full-time student.
Anywhere, actually, you could start at only 6 units and get some of it. You won't get all of it, but you'll get some of the housing allowance. And then if you're in 12 units or more, you'll get the full housing allowance.
How much is the housing allowance?
I bet. I want to say it's around $1,400 a month right now, around there, $1,400, $1,500. It keeps changing every year. So
maybe I should take that welding class now.
And it's tax-free. It's tax-free.
And it's tax-free. Even if you so it doesn't make a difference how much money you make. It's because you've earned it.
Correct.
Yep. And here's the other thing, friends. They have just made this a law. There used to be a 10-year time limit. And then they changed it to 15. That's the only reason I can still use mine, and I am going to use it out of Shasta. But now they've changed it. So if you're in the service, and this is something I can never understand, why do we lose that benefit? If you know, because a lot of us come out, we go to work, and then all of a sudden, you know, like 10, 15, 20 years goes by, and you retire, so you want to go on to something else, but you can't use the GI Bill that you had earned for this country. Because it's been over 10 years.
Right.
Then they changed it to 15, and now they just changed it. So if you have it, it's for ones that are coming in now. If you have served, it takes 40 years to get it, which to me always made sense.
Right. It's a change
weird.
That was needed.
Yeah, it was a change that was needed. It was weird. So veterans out there that come in, and they're coming back, and I know a few of these young men. Mm-hmm. They're looking for things to do. Well, and I've pushed them out there towards Shasta because, you know, they don't really want to go to a four university. But they could go out there, and they could become a diesel technician, mm-hmm. not just a mechanic, mm-hmm. but a technician, welding, heavy equipment operators. You've got all different types of classes out there that can, you know, that they can get into, plus into the computer side of it, and then get themselves ready for that four-year school.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to have to take an early break here. Thank you so much. When we come back, we have Peter Griggs here that's going to be talking to us and sharing with us some wonderful events that are coming up at Shasta College, Christmas Fair, and all kinds of other great stuff. So we'll be back after these messages. This portion of the show is brought to you by
North State Security. I should have had North State Security sitting in front of my truck last night. Anyway, North State Security has provided an ounce of prevention since 1968. These guys are on the job. They are the largest security company north of Sacramento. They're always looking for new officers. It's a great stepping stone because a lot of them have gone from North State Security to the law enforcement agencies, including, can I say this, Sheriff Tom Basinko. Give them a call at 243-0295. We'll be right back after these messages.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
Your insurance does not roll over at the end of the year. It's important that you use this benefit. Ask Dr. Farrell how you can best apply your insurance for your dental needs by calling 547-5757.
We're Billy and Patrick for Kia's Light Up the Holidays sales event. We both own Kias and we love them.
Light up your holidays and make no payments until after the new year on Redding Kia's award-winning lineup.
Great deals are waiting for you right now in the 2018 Kia Sorento, the highest-ranked midsize SUV in initial quality in 2017. With available 7-passenger seating and all-wheel drive, Kia Sorento sets the bar a little higher.
The 2017 Kia Niro Hybrid is the highest-ranked small SUV in initial quality. The fuel economy is outstanding, and like all Kia, it's backed by America's best warranty.
Test drive a 2018 all-wheel drive Kia Sportage, the SUV that can tackle the toughest roads with confidence. It's a KBB Best Buy.
And the 2018 Kia Soul is ready to light up your holidays, too. Kia Soul, the highest-ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality in 2017.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com.
Complimentary lifetime oil changes with every new Kia purchase.
Redding Kia. Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, reddingkia.com.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay 3 times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Redding is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Redding is offering zero down down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701. Or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in KCNR 1460. It's like 12 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. Tomorrow, Doug Wright comes on along with a number of other people we're going to talk about. Doug Wright's going to come on and tell you, or help explain how to stay out of trouble in business, because he is a business lawyer. And, of course, the probate and all this, because we've talked to people lately that are really running some real problems. You know, their loved ones have or sick or dying, and just some really horror stories that are going on out there. The people, locking up houses and these things. You know, I mean, when it gets like that, it gets strange. And Doug's just a perfect person to ask about this. You know, he's really cool about all that kind of stuff. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Siskiyou Transport, SST Oil. You know, it's getting cold again. They do a lot of maintenance on the monitor heater, the Toyo heater, and the Toyo water heater, plus provide fuel to these heaters. And if you're a veteran, you can get a discount. If you want to find out more about that and what SST Oil can do for you, give them a call at 241-1167. I mean, anything from advertising on the back of those trucks would travel everywhere to getting a fuel card that Linda and I have that's good in 57,000 locations. Think about that. We can use it everywhere. 57,000 locations as our fuel card. SST Oil.
And they're so amazing. You know,
they're
you were
nice people.
Well, you had, I think you were not there. Well, Friday you were live on location, but Trish and I were at the, or Thursday, excuse me.
Thursday. You
were
at Baba.
At Cornerstone.
Yeah, getting money for veterans
yes.
for that. Yeah.
And so the owner came in and Bill wrote Casparino. A generous check. And I just thought that was great. You know, they do a
they're
lot of
really
things where they're the kind of the unsung heroes.
You know what? It's those businesses that are the backbone of this area, and you know you don't see them. It's just like that. The unsung heroes. They come in, they write checks. They're there for people, but you don't know about it. But now there's our chance to talk about it with SST Oil. Mm-hmm. Bill and Dana and all the rest of the great people out there. Okay, hey, we're speaking of great people. We're here with Peter Griggs, who is the guy that sets this up every month, sends me emails, all these great things that are happening out there. But you've got a bunch of stuff happening here.
You know, we're heading into a very busy time for the college as well as the community, and so I appreciate you guys having us out, certainly to talk about student success and financial aid, which are critical with spring enrollment starting. So anyone who has either, you know, thought about coming out to the college and becoming a student.
Well, let's just talk about it. I was just talking about it. I'll probably truckle on out there and yeah. talk to somebody about this is what I'd like to do. I have got this GI Bill or the post 9/11, whatever you want to call it, that I can use. Mm-hmm. And I've got a master's already, and so I'm thinking about I'd like to learn to do something with my hands. It's almost impossible to work on cars nowadays because you don't have a computer and all that. But, you know, just things. And, I mean, so I think I can be the typical of a lot of guys and men and women that are just saying, hey, you know what? Let's just go back and use this.
And, you know, Carl, just as we were talking during the intermission, we were talking about molding something directly to your life that
That's
would
right.
fit with your work, that would fit with what you want to take out of the college.
Yeah.
So, The main thing I would encourage anyone listening, whether they're coming out of high school, whether they tried college and it just didn't work for them, but now they want to try it again, is this is the perfect time. Come in for spring semester, which is starting now with enrollment, and sit down with a counselor. Talk to these people. Tell them what you know you're dealing with in your life, and they can help to mold something specific to you.
And I think
fantastic.
That's a great idea. Yeah, because you can do it online, too.
Let's talk a little bit about some other things that are happening right now. You've got the Country Christmas Fair coming up that's free for the public.
We do. In fact, two things associated with that. So we not only have the Country Christmas Fair, which will be December 2nd through Sunday, December 3rd, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., and that is a fantastic event to bring the little guys to. We have Santa there. We've got hay rides. It is really your down-home type Christmas event. And while you're there, take advantage of the Christmas tree sale, which we always have out at the college. The nice thing about the Christmas tree sale is that all of the proceeds that the Ag Club, this is really put on by the Agricultural Club out there, all of those proceeds go back into helping their program and those students.
We love that. You know what? We love your Ag program. Those kids are so cool.
We had them out here one time.
And you've had them here twice. They've been here.
They've been great.
And they, you know what? They've come out there and they just have the girl that takes care of the pigs.
Hey, let's talk about the trees. The Christmas trees are Douglas firs, noble firs, silver tips, grand firs, Nordman firs. Let's see. Bring in 6 non-perishable canned foods. Food and receive $2 off any one tree.
That's right.
That is cool.
Plus which, military ID. If you are a veteran, right, if you have your military ID with you, come on in, you'll get $5 off any tree. Now, we can't combine the offers, but
that's
bring that military veteran
cool.
in. And, yeah.
That's cool.
So.
Okay, and the Ag Department, of course, is putting that on. And all these little homemade goods, that they're, it's fantastic. I'm sure it's going to be jams and all kinds of like it's a country fair.
Well, you know, and you mentioned welding. I mean, there are a number of our clubs that are out at the Christmas fair that have different wares for you to take a look at and purchase. And all of those help those clubs.
Your guys brought in something that they'd welded one time. I got something from Shasta that y'all welded, and it was a great little present for people.
No, my wife and I go to the Country Christmas Fair, and she's always thinking back, hey, could we pick up?
That's what Linda starts Christmas shopping.
In October.
Well, in January.
Well, this is a great place to do exactly that. Yeah. So I encourage you to come on out to that, again, December 2nd and
December
3rd.
2nd. Okay. Yeah. And we'll be talking about it again before that.
Mm-hmm. And you're doing a tribute to Native American Heritage Month.
We are. So November is Native American Heritage Month, and we have a couple of events that are going to be going on during the month of November. So, for instance, coming right up, November 15th, just a couple of days away, from 1 to 4, right, we're going to be doing a celebration of Native American contributions to education, and this will be out at our student center. So there will be games, there will be drumming, some dancing, and discussions. And it's really kind of we call it a rock your mox day. So you can bring your moccasins, wear your moccasins on campus. A great way to show your support and to have that great college energy out there. And then November 30th, from 4 to 7 p.m. in room 802, we're going to have a film, Beyond Standing Rock. And so that's a great documentary that talks about the Dakota Access Pipeline protests. And you can go out to that and take a look at that.
Well, that's wonderful. And then you've got the Ride Rabba for Free program.
Right. And this is a program that we have going on. We've been very, very, a great avenue for our students. So if you are a student, if you have your student ID, you can ride Rabba for free. And this happens for each semester. So coming up for the spring semester, if you're thinking, boy, transportation is a real issue for me, as long as you are a student, you have that student ID, you can ride Rabba for free. And our Office of Student Equity and Inclusion really spearheaded that. We want to thank Rabba, our partner in that effort. Really fantastic program.
Rabba's been reaching out to a lot of people out there.
They have been. And so that really helps a number of our students. So do bear that in mind. And then, of course, we're going to bring up the coup de grace here, which is...
Coup de grace.
The coup de grace. So we have pigs for purchase. Now, these are... The farm has some pigs, right? And they have processed them just in time for your Christmas ham. So go in with a friend, you know, split a whole pig. And if you're interested in purchasing one of these pigs, and they're all raised by Shasta College, contact BJ McFarlane. His number's 242-7564, right? You can find it on our website. It's a great thing. You know, if you want a farm-raised pig from the college, the ag students took care of this, there you have it for a Christmas ham.
It even has names. okay, sure I've been hunting for pigs, feral pigs, for 6 months. It hasn't gone well. So this may be the only way I get a pig.
There you go. There you go.
Hey, by the way, VFW Post 1934 has a books for vets program to help pay for books during that gap between the enrollment and the GI Bill payment, too, just for people would know that. So, and we've paid out that before to veterans that needed some money for that.
You know, and if you are, whether a veteran or you're working full-time, you know, we also have our ACE and BOLD programs, and a lot of people don't realize we have a program specific to, you know, working adults who need a nighttime, fast, accelerated program. We have an info session coming up on that December 4th and December 11th, right, from 5:30 to 6:30, and it's, again, it's on our website. So go ahead, take advantage of that. Listen to what they have to tell you, and we mold around your busy schedules. So that's another great program.
And that was interesting to hear when you were talking to me about that, because we have a lot of things going on. So if there's something I could take advantage of out there, I'd love to. The other thing, too, is that all the things you've got going on, you've got, you know, you're starting to build, you're going to be building, and all these things out there, you're going to be building a new veterans center out there, plus all
in phase one, yes.
Rehabbing all of the facilities, all these things are going to be going on out there.
We have an immense amount of building projects. We are really taking the course offerings that we have, the programs that we offer to students. So, you know, right now we're running a lot of our campaign is more. There is so much happening at Shasta. It is, as we've discovered, impossible to cover it during a one-hour radio show.
It is.
But we so appreciate you guys having us out to help inform our community.
Oh, yeah. Well, we support our community college. It's the community and so much more. We appreciate you all being here. We're going to wrap today. It's been a wonderful day, November 13th, here on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, thanks so much for joining us.
That's right. And thanks a lot for Shasta College. And this is, I mean, we're going to, you know, every month you all are out with some great things that are happening. It was a pleasure having James and
Angela.
Angela. She's making.
He took your notes.
Bob's taking things from me here. Anyway, everybody, have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
I won't back down.
Community Talk Radio for the North State. AM 1460. KCNR Shasta Reading. The
you
news.
Can stand me
brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. You can see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop down. Drive.
Gonna stand my ground. Won't be turned around.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump's lengthy Asia trip is down to its final days, and he is promising a major statement on trade and on North Korea when he comes home, as Greg Clugston reports.
The president's five-nation journey is winding down, and he's been raving about his accomplishments. Mr. Trump said he would wait until his return to Washington on Wednesday to elaborate with a major statement on trade and on North Korea. He told reporters in Manila he's made big progress on trade, far bigger than anything you know.
That's White House correspondent Greg Clugston reporting.